I have two pieces of paper here, that's all. So usually that takes a little more than 5 minutes, but I did actually feel drawn to this, to that verse right here, this one. Luke 19, verse 10, which is, the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. And I actually think that there's gold in there for you guys. And can we read? Let's read together. I'm just going to. Someone else is on the Wi-Fi. That's why this is lagging. Stop looking at YouTube, someone. Let's read together. Then Jesus entered. Oh. That's okay. So if you can see that screen, we can read together. Then Jesus entered and walked through Jericho. There was a man there. His name was Zacchaeus, the head tax man, and quite rich. He wanted desperately to see Jesus, but the crowd was in his way. He was a short man and couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran on ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus when he came by. When Jesus got to the tree, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. Today is my day to be a guest in your home." Zacchaeus scrambled out of the tree, hardly believing his good luck, delighted to take Jesus home with him. Everyone who saw the incident was indignant and grumped. "What business does he have getting cozy with this crook?" Zacchaeus just stood there, a little stunned. He stammered apologetically, "Master, I give away half my income to the poor, and if I'm caught cheating, I pay 4 times the damages." Jesus said, "Today is salvation day in this home. Here he is, Zacchaeus, son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to find and restore the lost." The Son of Man came to find and restore the lost. Find is this word to seek out, to require, to demand, almost. Like it's absolute universality and definitive seeking. Like, I am going to get to the bottom of this. Zacchaeus sought out Jesus. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. How many of you have been sought out by one of these two Laboon people? They kind of encapsulate this word, to seek out. I can't tell you how many times over the years Jody has sought me out. "Andy, what do you think about this?" You know? And sometimes it's ministry related, sometimes it's like home decor related. Or, "What do you think about that? What, like, I've got this problem, what do you think?" Or, I'm dealing with this situation, what do you think?" And there's this tenacious kind of thing. I remember actually within 2 years of coming to WCV, we were in a house group. It was actually a house group. It was actually Rod and Elisa's house group. And this was the title, like the target for the house group was for single moms and gay prostitutes. That's who the house group is for. And we're like, "We're going to that one." So we went to that one and drove a lot of single women, single moms around and made friends with gay prostitutes and eventually kind of were co-leading with Rod and Elisa. And at that time, Mike was, where are you, Mike? You're over there. Do you remember this? You were kind of like a house group coach. And so you sought me out, and we walked forever through East Kildonan and up and down the Bergen's Cutoff and stuff. And I was like, who is this guy? He's like tenacious, like, so what, you know, trying to get to the bottom of like all the things that God had put in me. And there was that same kind of tenacity in you, Mike, and you, Jody, that I see in Zacchaeus to try to get Jesus' attention. And that Jesus actually came to earth to do that to each one of us, that same kind of tenacity. Jesus came to seek and save the lost, to find and restore, to save, to heal, to restore, to make whole. Sozo is the word there. Over 100 times in the New Testament, actually, it's been mentioned. 38 times it's translated to save. 58 times to be saved, like past tense. And always there in reference to forgiveness of sins, but not only in reference to forgiveness of sins, much broader, to heal, physical healing. A number of times it's come about that, like when Jesus came to Jairus and healed his daughter and actually raised her from the dead. It's the same word. So it's forgiveness of sins, it's healing, it's this wholeness, restoring what was lost, moving from danger into safety. For the Son of Man came to find and restore the lost, to make whole. And the lost, this is apololos. It's two words, kind of like butterfly, but apo, which means away. And illumi, which means utterly destroyed. So you put those two together, the lost who are completely and utterly lost without being close to Jesus. They're like a goner. To seek and save the lost. This is what I think I've seen you guys do and echo in Jesus's kind of description of what he came to earth to do, and you guys are both doing that. And I think it's both you've done it, and there's going to be, I think actually Sherry's word, like that plunge deeper. The plunge deeper, and then you're going to find new expressions of what that mission in your life looks like. And I pray that for you, that you guys will find that. But don't seek to it. Don't get it too quickly. It'll come. You got to plunge first. What did Zacchaeus do in order to be found by Jesus? Yeah. But what did he do before he climbed the tree? What did he do before he climbed a tree just like that? Look in the scripture. Just look it up. What's that? Yeah. What was in his heart as he was running ahead? Verse 2. He desperately wanted to see Jesus. The Passion Translation says he eagerly pursued. Anyone seen that in the Laboons family? All the time. It's a challenge to us, I think. And then you're right, buddy, he climbed the tree, the sycamore tree, which just looks like that. That's a sycamore tree. And sycamore trees are trees that are in the wayside. You wouldn't plant one in your garden. They grow in like the marginalized places of the area there. But they're cared for, but they just kind of grow. In fact, King David had an advisor that cared for all the olive trees, and then another advisor that cared for all the sycamore trees, but they were in the marginalized places. And you can see they're really big, and they provide shade, but they're always in fruit. They produce fruit almost all the time. And so in this way, they were, because they just grew in the marginalized places, the poor could always go and eat. It was always shelter and always sustenance there. And that's where Zacchaeus, this guy who got filthy rich off of usurpery, really. Like, he stole it, basically. And he climbed into this tree. And he had this crazy encounter with Jesus. And so, and then what happened on the inside kind of came outside. So he had this crazy encounter, just like I've seen both of you over the last number of years, have such amazing encounters and have gone so deep with God in so many different ways. And then it starts to come out, right? Zacchaeus had this crazy encounter with Jesus. And then what did he do? He gave away half his fortune, half of his money. He just gave it away to the poor. All of which, a lot of it anyways, was working in collusion, and it was extortion that he received all of his fortune with. And then he repaid, it says, four times the amount. If he had stolen any, he repaid it four times, which is the maximum, if you look at it, the maximum extent that the law provided for. It was recommended in Leviticus chapter 5, you can look at it if you want. Normal restitution for theft would have been to pay it back and then add another 20% on. The Mishnah, which was the kind of the oral traditions around the law, it recommended paying it back and then adding 40% on. But the maximum was four times, and that's what Zacchaeus was like. I've had this crazy encounter with Jesus, and I can see that my stuff, it's not mine, and it actually, I need to make amends. And so then he just lavishly, half of it away, and four times repaid the maximum extent that would have been required by the law. You can look it up if you want, Exodus chapter 22. It was amazing restitution. And Jesus joined, and then at the very end there, Jesus joins Zacchaeus to Abraham, the great patriarch of the faith, saying, see, this is the son of Abraham. This is Zacchaeus, the son of Abraham. You're part of the family. You're in this amazing tradition of faith. Because you've encountered me and you've let it come out. What's happened inside has come outside. And that's what I so honor you guys for. And that's what I think is such a profound challenge to each of us, is to be like Zacchaeus and be like the Laboons. Not saying that you guys like thieved the poor and all your, you know, that kind of stuff. But the heart of Zacchaeus to passionately pursue Jesus. And then to have this amazing transformative encounter on the inside, and then to let it come out. And what does it mean? Well, it might mean selling everything, accidentally selling your house to the Ehlers, like over a weekend, and moving to Kelowna. Who wants to go to Kelowna anyways? Yeah, okay, everyone, never mind. But it's this beautiful picture for us, and it's a very real life example for us. What does it mean to look like, to follow Jesus? Well, for the Laboons, it looks like that. What does it look like for you? For Zacchaeus, it looked like making amends, big time. What does it look like for us? Lord, would you help us with that? Thank you that you're calling us, and that you're challenging us, and that you're walking with us. Thank you for the ways that you've done that in the Laboon family over the years and in this last season as they've discerned what you're inviting them to do. And we pray your continued blessing on them. We pray that this transformation that's happening on the inside and as it finds its way outward, that there would be many, many who are lost or who feel like garbage, that they would be found. And they would be brought into the family, just like Zacchaeus. And so we pray that for us as a family here in WCV, and as we send these guys out, some of our best, we just know this is the kingdom, and we know this is how the kingdom works. It's giving away. It's letting go. It's sowing. And so we pray for tremendous harvest now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you guys.